In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is one of the minor feasts of the Lord, that's known as the Feast of Circumcision. And we can see here, this is just a side note, that the Lord came to fulfill the law. Those people who speak about that we love Jesus and they hate religion, this nonsense is not biblical. We'll speak about this today in our special meeting at 7 p.m. But here we can see clearly, it's very obvious that the Lord came to fulfill the law. He completed everything, and he did what he instituted himself. The Father and Son are one. The one who gave the command is the one also who came to fulfill it in the flesh. But our subject today is about the verse that says about son Simeon the elder. By the way, this is the icon on the side here. Is what happened in this day when Saint Mary came with the Lord Jesus to offer for him what's commanded by the law of Moses, to offer a sacrifice and to circumcise him on the eighth day. It was said about Saint Simeon the elder that he came led by the Spirit into the temple. So this man, this elder person, came led by the Spirit of God. There is some kind of a leader to his life. This leader is the Spirit of God who moves him and moves everyone who belongs to God as well. St. Paul says the same when he says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Every day the Spirit of God tries to lead us, to make us to do God's will, to convince us, speaking in our ears about what God is expecting from us. As much as we are allowing him to talk, then we will be led by him and we will end up into where God wants us to be. This was the leader for Saint Simeon. He came in this day, led by the Spirit of God, to see the fulfillment of the promise that he heard it before, that his eyes are going to witness this salvation, this boy who is going to be born from a virgin. Saint Mary came to the temple led by her obedience to God's precepts. She was the pious and godly person whom we know. She knew that this is her duty. If she has a son, then she has to come with him in order to offer the sacrifice and accept for him the law of circumcision. And the law of circumcision was instituted so from every male child, a small piece of his skin will be cut as a symbol of accepting death in the flesh in order for us to be counted among the children of God. The full fulfillment of this was the baptism later on. But anyhow, Saint Mary was led by her obedience. There are certain people who are led by this. There are very few in this age that they want to obey. They want to do what God wants them to do. They always ask this question, what is the command here? What God would say about this? I will just do whatever I know that God wants me to do. I just want to obey. Saint Joseph the carpenter came for another motive. He was led by his care. He came today to the temple because he cared about Saint Mary and her son. This was his mission, a caring man. This was his cause. This is what moved him. Go to Egypt, yes. I'm going to go there in order to save this child from King Herod. He moved his life, or the end of his life, with this motive, to care for Saint Mary and the son that was given to her. The story also tells us about an elderly woman, she's on the side here, called Anna the prophetess. This lady, she married and her husband died after 7 years of marriage, and then she spent, I think, 70 or 80 years in the temple worshiping God. What brought her today to the scene here is her devotion, her prayer life. This also brought her to the same place to witness the fulfillment of God's promise. Four people, led by different causes, and all of them came to the same place. This is the question that we have to answer ourselves today. What leads me? What brought me today to the church? What moves me in my day-to-day life? What am I minded of when I do what I do every single day? Not only these four people are led by these noble causes, but also we can see, when we examine the scripture, somebody like St. Paul. St. Paul was led by a sense of debt. I am indebted to one who purchased me with his blood. That's why he says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He is obsessed all the time with this man who came in order to redeem me. I did not deserve it. I am a sinner. I persecuted the church, and he still did what he did in order to make me a disciple to him. That's why now this is the cause. I live the life to serve this man who did this to me. He was so much feeling this debt. I am indebted to the Lord Christ. Some move with the sense of responsibility towards a stewardship, like Nehemiah. Nehemiah moved from his town, from Persia, where he was working a very good job as a cupbearer, moved back to Jerusalem in order to build it. Why? Because this man was led by a sense of responsibility. Very few people still around us, we can see this sense of responsibility that guides them, tells them what to do and what not to do. Those people are only minded with the stewardship. I have something I'm entrusted over, and whatever it takes to take good care of it is what I'm going to do. Sense of responsibility marks their life. Some people, like Moses, was driven by the love for God's people. He cared so much even while he was raised in the house of the daughter of Pharaoh. At the beginning, he defended one of his people when he killed the Egyptian who was persecuted the Jewish laborer. From the beginning, he moved with sense of love towards those people. He pitied them. He felt them. I am one of them. Not only feeling the belonging as a Jew, but also the care about those people. That's why he led 2 million people in the wilderness for 40 years. Imagine the difficulty. Imagine while those people whom he cared and loved, he cared about them and loved them, grumbling against him. Still, even when God wrath aroused against those people, and God said to him, let me and I will devour them. I will consume all of them. Moses said to him, if you want to do this, you do it for me first. This was the motive, the cause in his life. He moved with the care and love of God's people. David moved with his love towards God. He had this affection towards God. He has this heart that he was full of love towards his God. And that's why he kept every time speaking in his Psalms about taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. I tasted something very sweet in the relationship with God, and I want all of you to taste it with me. This was his motive. I experienced something, and I want you to have the same. It is very good. It is very different than anything else. This was his motive, and this was what he brought to us in his Psalms. Noble causes, but they are all lead us into a good end, in communion with God, in a relationship with him. There are certain things that we need to remind ourselves about what leads me in my life. First, what leads me defines where I end. If I am led by a noble cause, by a good motive, I will end up with God. If I am led by the desire of the flesh, I am led by maybe the seeking fun, I am led by entertainment, anything, this unfortunately will not lead me to be in communion with God. We all get tempted. We all fall in sin. I am not speaking about while we are walking towards God, we stumble and we fall. Every one of us is subject for this. I'm speaking about a motive, a cause, something that pushes me every single day to do something. If I am led by a good cause, I will end up with God. If not, if whatever motivating me is not good, unfortunately, I will end up away from him. The second point is noble causes lead only free and selfless men. If I want to be motivated with something that's holy, I have to be free from the love of any sin. And I have to be a selfish person. People who are selfish, they have their own agenda. They have their own things in order to pursue. There is no way something good is going to lead them to the end. I will always be minded with my needs. If I am also enslaved to a beloved sin, unfortunately, this will take me again away from God. Only noble causes lead people who are free and people who are selfless, people who are willing to give whatever it takes, even their own lives, in order to obey God to the end. The third point, if I am not led by something, then I will be led by everything. At the beginning of every day, actually give you me something from day-to-day life. If I don't have an agenda for the day, what will happen? I will just be there responding to whatever is going to knock on my doors. If I sit before the computer not knowing what I am going to go through, I don't have any agenda, I'm just sitting there, what will happen? I will move from a page, to another page, to chat with somebody, to respond to something, to buy something I don't want to buy. Why? Simply because I have no cause. I have no agenda. There is nothing. I'm just staying there. In the same way, if I am not led by something that's noble, if I am not led by the Spirit of God, I will be led by anyone, by my friends, by those people who speak nonsense over the internet. I will just follow anything simply because I have nothing else to lead me. The fourth point that we need to remember about what leads us, it's a noble cause has a noble path, no exceptions. If I am led by a desire to witness to God as being a successful person, this is a noble cause. I want to show everyone that Christian people are successful, they do things right. There is no way I can cheat along the way. I cannot say that I want to be successful and I want everyone to know that the children of God are good people while I'm going to pursue this by manipulating things, by maybe taking something that's not mine, by cheating in an exam. Noble cause will lead me to a good end through also a good path. There is no exception to this. We have to remember it all. The fifth point, it is this driving force that keeps us going on the difficult days. If I have this motive that keeps me running, that keeps me every day, I will go through the hard time, I will pass them safely. Why many people start and very few complete to the end? Simply because there is no motive. The driving force fails to take us to the end. I just follow the crowd, but I don't have something inside me. St. Paul lived with this gratitude to his Lord, and this took him through the hard days. Even persecuted, even stoned, even the people call him anything, I continue. There will always be good days and bad days. People who are moved only with good cause will complete to the end. Something that also inspires us today, what drives me? What is the lead in my life? The last point is that my driving force determines if I travel seeing clearly or blindly. If I have a good cause, this will make me travel with my eyes open. Those people whom we see here in the icon, Saint Mary, she has the cause of obedience, and Saint Joseph with the motive of care, all of these are good causes. That's why they were seeing clearly what they are after, what they want to achieve, and where they are going to end. If I am led by anything, just by worldly desires or by fulfilling something that's earthly, I will travel in my journey with my eye blind. I'll just go from a problem to a problem, get from myself from a trouble into another trouble. The cause will not only determine the end, but also will determine how I will be traveling. My eyes are going to be opened, and I travel seeing where I'm heading, or I will just be a blind person walking among the blind, ending up in a pit. Today, we celebrate a feast for the Lord, and also maybe it's a day for us to examine our motives. What moves me? What I am after? What leads me in my life? This can help us at least knowing where we are heading. We want all to be led with something noble, with a good cause, with the Spirit of God, in order for us all to be in communion with Him, not only in this life, but also for the life to come. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.